This is the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ehler from Golden Reserve. Climbing that mountain to retirement is only the first step. Do you have what you need to get down Retirement Mountain?
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at getyourroadmap.com. I'm going to point you to another website as well, which is fireyourfinancialadvisor.com. And that's where you can pick up Greg's book, Fire Your Financial Advisor. As a matter of fact, there's a code there, a keyword code. You can put that in the box that says radio, and you get it at half price. And this is really what we base our show on is, you know, I believe that there are people that listen to this show that either have a financial advisor or they don't. So for those of you who don't, we put together that roadmap for retirement to get you started. If you have a financial advisor, you're probably here wondering, am I missing something? Is my person not exposing me to everything that I need to know? And Greg, that's what we're going to talk about here. Signs that you've outgrown your present financial advisor.
You know, this is a fun one. I've been looking forward to this segment, Randy. You know, I think people ask themselves, the most important financial decision you will ever make is who will be responsible for your life savings. You've worked 30 years. You know, it's not buying a house or mortgaging or remortgaging. It's who's going to be responsible, the custodian of my life savings for both myself and my family to get me through the next 30 years. And, you know, I think the most important way to think about this is there are three ways that people outgrow their financial advisor. And you have to ask yourself, has this happened to me? Have I outgrown my financial advisor? Because at the end of the day, financial investing and the relationship with financial advising is two different slopes. You have the up the mountain slope, saving, paying off the houses, working, getting, you know, your 401ks filled up. Then you have the summit at the top, right? You're at the top of the mountain and you're saying to yourself, I'm here, I'm elated, but the air's thinner. And you're asking yourself, what do I do now? Do I make a change? Do I keep the same person? Do I change anything regarding my plan? And then there's the way down financial mountain. And if you know anything about mountains, Mount Everest, if you will, what, three times as many people die going down the mountain than going up. It's much more dangerous. And it's because of time. We have limited time and different issues going down the financial mountain. We talk about fees, taxes, market risk, long-term care, all of these obstacles going down financial mountain that people aren't thinking about. And you have to ask yourself, is the person that got me up the same person to get me down? And a lot of times I think that answer is absolutely not, but it doesn't get assessed because as we've shared, only 6% of people ever leave their financial advisor. I will say that again. Only 6% of people ever leave their financial advisor, according to Morningstar. And I think it's the psychology because I think, you know, like anything, we get so accustomed to the comfortable. And if the market's doing well, we assume our financial advisor is doing a good job, which has no correlation. Almost all financial advisors just have the money in the market. Their fingers are crossed and they're saying, please, 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 please. No one's timing the market. No one's understanding where the trends are going. If they did, they would rule the world. Warren Buffett's talked about this at length. The smartest financial people have talked about this at length. This is a relationship play where you usually go to church with this person. They're in your Kiwanis. They live down the street. You're in the same social. You travel and you have a relationship you've built over 10 or 20 years. But you have to ask yourself these three questions. Have I outgrown them? And the first big question we're going to ask is, does your financial advisor really care about your retirement goals? Do they care? And have they done anything? And the way I would say the litmus test works here is what has changed in your retirement plan from the moment you worked to the moment you retired? And if that list is very small, I would red flag, warning flag would go up. And I'd say to myself, well, I don't understand how my life has completely changed. I no longer get an income. I have to worry about things like long-term care. I have a 401k or an IRA that I now have to detax and take money out of. I haven't updated my estate plan since I had my kids 20 years ago. Has anything, how about my risk portfolio? What's our risk portfolio? What am I actually, you know, what kind of investments do I have in there? Are these reflected? And have they talked about how much I want to spend? Have they talked about my budget? Have they talked about what I want to do in Florida? Have they broke out anything that resembles what my retirement life would look like? If the answer to all those questions are no, you might have outgrown your financial advisor. Question number two, and I touched on this earlier. Your financial advisor has not addressed your 401k and IRA, which, folks, let's be very clear, is the largest liability in your retirement. It's not close. Your house is paid off. Your kid, you know, maybe a little bit. Cars are paid off. But if you have a $1 million IRA, you could have up to a $400,000 liability owed to Uncle Sam if you don't have a plan. And if they're not talking about how to take money out of your IRA, if they say, hey, Jack and Jill, just wait till 73, that is Uncle Sam's plan. That is not your plan for the IRA. And Uncle Sam isn't in the business of wanting less money in taxes. So I would implore you to say, hold on a second. You're telling me we're going to use Uncle Sam's plan? I got to wait till 73 to touch my largest financial asset. I have to wait till 73 to start tax planning on my largest financial asset. That doesn't pass the smell test. I'm at 60 and I have to wait till 73 to touch my largest financial asset. Does that make any sense to anyone? The answer is of course not. It's because they want to keep it in there so they can keep getting their 1.5%, because that, folks, is the up the mountain model. That is what people do when people aren't paying attention and they're just riding the market. They hope you don't touch it so their fees get bigger and bigger. If you actually have a tax plan and take money out of your IRA and enjoy it, their fees get smaller and smaller. That is the rub when it comes to tax planning. So if you do not have a tax plan for your IRA, we implore you to look for one, because at the end of the day, every client that gets a roadmap at no cost, our team of CPAs builds a tax map that breaks down when and how much to take out of their IRA every year. So instead of paying 40%, you can pay 10 or 15%. That's more money for you, more money for your family, less money for Uncle Sam. That's the key to ensuring that. So if you haven't talked about 401k IRA tax planning, you may have outgrown your financial advisor. And the third and last reason that people may be outgrowing their financial advisor is you're paying them too much. Now, people say, what do you mean you're paying them too much? Most people don't realize both the financial advising fees and the investment fees that come along with a lot of investments that are going up retirement mountain. A lot of times over the course of the last 20 or 30 years, people have used very expensive things like variable annuities, actively managed mutual funds. These have internal costs, a lot of times up to 1% or more. And guess what? You're already paying them 1 or 1.5%. So now you're paying 2.5%. Let's do some quick math. You have $2 million. You're paying 2%. That's $20,000 a year, Randy. $20,000 a year to basically cross your fingers and hope the market goes up. That's how it went, going up retirement mountain during your working years. So over the course of retirement, they didn't do anything. That's $200,000 a decade, $600,000 of retirement. That doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good, because you're asking yourselves, why would I pay 2% when I know I'm taking too much risk and there's a lot of conservative investments out there that are more retirement appropriate that can cut those fees drastically? And the hard truth that the financial industry doesn't want to accept is that conservative investments are cheaper. They just are, because they're predictable, they're hardwired, they're not actively managed, they're not riding on a bunch of equity flux. So if you're getting things like fixed insurance products, bonds, CDs, all kinds of stuff, those things don't come with annual fees or internal costs. They're already underwritten in the guaranteed percentages in which they provide. So when you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I could shave $300,000 or $400,000 of fees off my investments, or my investments, my statement looks the same. If I'm at Edward Jones, I still have a bunch of American Fund mutual funds. If I'm at Fisher or I'm at Edelman and I'm looking down at my statements, I still have a bunch of fees and they're still actively managing my money when I'm in retirement, you might want to raise an eyebrow and say, I may have outgrown my financial advisor in retirement. So we put all these things together, Randy. At the end of the day, outgrowing your financial advisor is very common, yet it's never talked about. That's why we have retirement planners. At Gold Reserve, we don't work with anyone that's not in retirement. And the reason is simple. All of our services are built for retirees. It's a different platform. We have a law firm that we own and control that essentially allows us to build estate plans at no additional cost included in our fees, so that they have updated asset protection trusts and revocable trusts and power of attorneys and all that fun stuff. We have a CPA firm that we own and control. Why? We need to build tax maps for all of our clients. We need to update them every year. We actually do their tax returns every year. All of that stuff is retirement stuff. What else? We have retirement optimized investment options. A lot of times we do a lot of fixed stuff. Why? We don't have an AUM model. We don't charge a percentage fee. So we don't care where they put their investments, because we don't get paid more if they have more money in the market. That allows us to do the right amount of risk with our clients and also the right amount of fees. And then you circle all that up, and then you build the income tent, which then lays out how much money they'll have in 25 years. And it gets exciting because it incentivizes people to spend their money. If your retirement isn't getting you excited, if your financial advisor isn't getting you excited about spending your money in retirement, you've outgrown your financial advisor, Randy. And I think that is something we don't want to see happen to retirees out there. We want them to live their best retired lives. And if you're living staring at the stock market every morning, you have the wrong financial advisor. That's not what it should be. Your retirement should be the exciting part, and the investments in which your retirements are held should be the boring part of your retirement plan.
Thanks for listening to the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ehler. To get your complimentary roadmap for retirement, call 855-546-2074. That's 855-546-2074. Or go to getyourroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered only through investment advisory representatives at Golden Reserve Retirement, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Gregory Ehler does not provide investment advisory services nor insurance and annuity products. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed are not designed nor intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered as investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Golden Reserve is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Golden Reserve Retirement LLC, Golden Reserve LLC, Golden Reserve Tax LLC, and Ehler Stallings LLC are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Legal services offered by Ehler Stallings LLC. Tax services offered through Golden Reserve Tax LLC. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through licensed professionals at Golden Reserve LLC. NPN number 1655411.